Country music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now, I invite you to listen as we turn back the years to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. On this show, we're going to salute the artistry of Buck Owens and his Buckaroos. Buck Owens, one of the newest inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. A long career that spans many, many years and innumerable number one hit songs. Buck Owens tells it best, and we're going to call on him from time to time to talk about how he came to do a recording of a certain song, why he decided that that song would be the song that he would record, or how he came to write the song. For instance, our first story is about how Buck and Harlan Howard came up with A Tiger by the Tail.
Down in Texas, Harlan Howard and his wife Jan came and visited with me in 1964, and I'd been seeing this "put a tiger in your tank" for some time, and so I'd been riding Harlan for the whole 4 days they was touring with me to let's write a song called Tiger by the Tail. Well, One day, Jan driving, I'm strumming my guitar, and Harlan pitches the lyric up there. It had 12 lines to it, and he'd written across it, "Tiger by the Tail." I started singing it, and the rest of it's history.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's playing to me. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning to my tail.
Owens and a song that will always be identified with him, a song that was inspired by the little tiger tails that used to stick out of gas tanks in the 1960s, a promotion by the Humble Oil Company to put a tiger in your tank. Well, Buck turned it around and it turned out to be a giant for him, a song that his friend Harlan Howard helped write. Buck's first hit recording came from not Nashville, but from the state of Washington. Now, Buck had been to Washington for several months because he had not done well in Nashville, had failed to come up with any big hit songs, so he went to the state of Washington and began to work at a radio station doing nightclub appearances, met his friend Don Rich, who joined the band. Don was from Olympia, Washington, and put together this song, a song that he says was actually a rhythm and blues song that he had heard while listening to the radio. The song came out at the end of 1959 and turned out to be the first top song for Buck Owens. It went to the top 10 of the country charts, and it was a hit.
You got me
Buckaroos were formed. Buck and Don played Sam's Place. That was in Richmond, California. A little honky-tonk. In reality, it was a far wilder place that they played than they tell about the friendly down-home tavern portrayed in their song. In fact, Buck tells about one time when one of the disgruntled patrons tried to drive his car through the front door. Well, Buck and his occasional writing partner, singer Red Simpson, wrote the number on the front porch of Buck's Bakersfield Ranch house. And yes, there was a Sam's Place.
Well, you know, an old friend of mine that I wrote a lot of songs with called Red Simpson from right here in Bakersfield, we discussed this place that I used to play at up in Richmond, California, and it was called simply Sam's Place. It was a place that it had some history, you know. So one day, Red is out at my house, out at the ranch, and he and I are writing on songs, and he sang me a little bit of his start with Sam's Place, and with my daddy's help, he was mowing the lawns there that day. I remember well. His contribution was Cincinnati. And so we finished that song that very day, and I've always been proud of it.
Start the jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's Place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Jimmy shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Always a party at Sam's Place. Well, they've
and 20 blocks away. They're playing country music down at Sam's place from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Jimmy shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old her chick who she had it. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. And I'll meet you tonight at Sam's place.
Quite a story Buck Owens tells about Sam's place. Let's take time out now from the music that Buck wrote and do a song that he recorded that was an old bluegrass favorite, a song that had been around since the 1930s, recorded by many bluegrass artists, including Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and, of course, the famous Monroe brothers, Bill and Charlie Monroe, had recorded. Originally, the song was done in 1931, recorded by Preston Young. Well, Buck decided to do his own arrangement of this song, and he took an old bluegrass song that he had enjoyed for many, many years and did it his way. And believe it or not, it turned out to be a number one song for Buck Owens and the Buckaroos.
I'm gonna lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Well, I ain't gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm. Hey, I'll lay around the shack till the mail train comes back and roll in my sweet baby's arms. Well, I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms.
Fun song, an old bluegrass tune that Buck took and recorded his way, and it turned out to be a big hit song. Gonna roll in my sweet baby's arms. Well, here's Buck once again, and we're going to ask him again to tell a story about how he came to record the song Act Naturally.
You know, I never really looked for any songs, but Boni Morrison, a girl that sang with me a lot around California here, she brought some songs that she and Johnny Russell had written. And the second that Don Ridge put the needle over on the acetate and I'm hearing Johnny Russell sing, "They're Gonna Put Me in the Movies," I knew I wanted it right then. I remember well that I looked at Don Ridge and he looked at me and I said, "We'll take it."
Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star.
Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. A movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well.
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. The statistics speak for themselves. Buck Owens had 15 consecutive number one records between 1963 and 1967, a total of 20 between 1963 and 1974, and 26 other singles made it to the top 10, including both sides of his 1964 single, My Heart Skips a Beat, and Together Again.
Together Again. My tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand, and nothing else matters. We're together again. Again, the gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms. Now where you belong, the love that I knew is living again, and nothing else matters. We're together again, and nothing else matters. We're together again.
Together Again. It was a great love song, and it actually reached number one week. Then the flip side of the song, which was My Heart Skips a Beat, hit number one. Then back again to Together Again. The songs traded places for several weeks as the number one song in country music. Now, an interesting thing about My Heart Skips a Beat, the other side of that great record, was the drums that were being used to record it, specifically a tom-tom, to punctuate his vocal on the chorus. Now, the Buckaroos were between drummers at the time, so Mel Taylor of the instrumental rock group The Ventures did the session for the Buckaroos. And despite the song's massive success, flipping positions with Together Again, it upset some longtime Buck Owens fans. One wrote to Buck and said he'd never buy any more of his records because of those doggone drums.
My heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees, and just to know your mind is truly in the prime makes my heart skip a beat. Well, I did a double take the day I met you. My heart turned to flip as I stood
Collins and the Buckaroos as we continue on Ron Barlow's Country Cavalcade. Well, here's one of my favorite Buck Owens songs, a song that we've had a lot of fun with. Frank Page, the head of the Louisiana Hayride Barn Dance in Shreveport, Louisiana, sent Buck a demo tape by Nashville singer-songwriter Nat Stuckey. Of course, he was famous for writing Sweet Thing. And it contained a song fragment in the chorus. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, Buck liked it so much that he and Don Rich wrote three more verses, and this is the way it came out.
Got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, I ain't got nothing but the shirt on my back and an old two-button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago, and now I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. But I'm gonna be the richest guy around the day you say you're mine. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, when I first saw you, babe, you nearly made me wreck my old 49 Cadillac. I knew at a glance that it was you for me. Yeah, I had to have your love by heck. I'm gonna follow you, baby, wherever you go. I got nothing to lose but my time. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Top dog on your hill, and I was overjoyed. But it didn't take long till the thrill was gone. I joined the ranks of the unemployed. Now I'm right back where that I started from, but that ain't gonna change my mind. I got the hungry for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Yeah, I'm waiting in your welfare line. Give me a handout. I'm waiting in your welfare line.
And that turned out to be one of the most popular songs that Buck Owens was to record, a song that a lot of people were having a lot of fun singing. Waiting in your welfare line. Well, Buck had a very serious side, too, and here's a recording that did very, very well for him, another number one song, this time a much more serious song. It's Crying Time, You're Gonna Leave Me.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
Leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes.
Yes, it's crying time again. You're going to leave me. Buck Owens and another great hit song, one of the many number one songs that this great artist has recorded. Well, here's the biggest hit that he ever had. And it came after several friends said that they didn't think he should record it, including his friend Jack McFadden, his manager. However, as Buck tells it, Bonnie Owens, his former wife, said if he didn't, she would.
You know, trying to find a song to follow act naturally with was a big problem. I remember I was writing songs, and Bonnie did a tour with me. I sang her that little song up in Indianapolis. And I remember she said, are you going to record it? And I said, well, I don't know. And she said, well, if you don't record it, I want to. Well, you know, knowing Bonnie and what a down-to-earth person Bonnie always has been, she perked up my little attention meter, and I thought, I better look at that the second time. And as it turned out, I guess it was my biggest chart record.
Oh, the sun is going to shine in my life once more. Love's going to lift here again. Things are going to be the way they were before. Love's going to lift here again. Love's going to lift again. Love's going to lift again. Love's going to lift here again. No more loneliness, only happiness. Love's going to lift here again.
Accident that Buck recorded that song, and it turned out to be the biggest song of his career. Now let's turn back the clock to another fun song that Buck did. This was an old bluegrass song. It had been around a little while. The Osborne Brothers had done very, very well with it, had recorded it, and it went number one for them on the bluegrass side. Well, Buck decided to take this great old song, do it his way, and he came up with a hit, a song called
Ruby. Honey, are you mad at your man? I will set you in the shade, shovel with my spade, digging in the brown gold mine.
Honey, are you mad at your man?
Ruby, are you mad at your man? Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, as our salute to Buck continues here. Buck Owens, a recent inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Simplicity was often a trademark of Buck's best songs, and so it was with this little number that we're going to play for you now. Years later, Buck said it had a very simple little message that any bar band in the world could play and any country music fan would like. On this number, James Burton plays the Telecaster part in place of Don Rich. Another hit song for Buck Owens, Open Up Your Heart and Let My Love Come In.
Open up your heart and let my love come in. Open up your heart and let my life begin. The sun's gonna shine, there'll be blue skies again. When you open up your heart and let my love come in. I know you've been hurt by an old love affair, but darling, don't blame me, I wasn't there. Your long, lonely night I will bring to an end when you open up your heart and let my love come in. Open up your heart and let my love come in. Open up your heart and let my life begin. The sun's gonna shine, there'll be blue skies again when you open up your heart. Let my love come in.
Howard, who jointly owned Blue Book Music, had an arrangement where Howard wrote the lyrics, Buck the music. And when Howard and Wynn Stewart were visiting a singer, disc jockey, Texas Bill Strength, he was in the midst of moving out due to some problems with his wife. Finally, Howard recalled a heartsick Strength told the two men, well, you guys, you're going to have to excuse me. I think I've got a heartache.
How lost I feel without you. My teardrops never see the light of day. I laugh and joke each time they talk about you. But if they heard my heart, they'd hear it say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I better say goodbye before I cry. hide my sorrow. I live a lie in all I do and say. My lips may lie and paint a bright tomorrow, but if I told the truth, I'd have to say, excuse me, I think I got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I got a heartache, and I'd better say goodbye before I cry.
Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. Quite a song for Buck, another number one song. Well, many years ago, there was an expression going around, an expression called TLC. You needed lots of TLC. Buck Owens was actually looking for another Together Again, another follow-up to that great song. Well, he took those initials, TLC, which means your tender loving care, and here's the result.
I don't need a ship to sail the old ocean. I don't need fancy clothes to wear. I just need your sweet, sweet lips to kiss me. I just need your tender loving care. Winter needs the north wind and the snow flakes. Springtime needs the flowers soft and rare. I just need to feel your arms around me. I just need your tender love and care. Day goes by so slow when you're not with me. Nights are long and oh so hard to bear. Everything is nothing, dear, without you. And I'm nothing without your tender loving care. I just need your tender loving care.
A little TLC from Buck Owens, your tender loving care. This is the Kansas City song. The number marked a brief return to that freight train sound on a set of lighthearted lyrics. Still, Buckaroo's drummer Jerry Wiggins created a very unorthodox percussion sound on this song by taping his drumsticks and then beating them on Don Rich's guitar strings. And we get the Kansas City song.
Far too long weeks just going to Kansas City. I'm sure I'm gonna miss you while you're gone. That old town will seem to die without you, but it sure will come to life when you come home.
So I'll take care of you for me in Kansas City.
And honey, call me every now and then.
Take care of you for me in Kansas City,
cause I'll miss you till you're in my arms again. honey, watch those Kansas City Romeos. And don't let them fool you with their charms. Have a lot of fun, but remember that I love you. And I'm awaiting here with my two open arms.
So I'll take care of you for me in Kansas City.
And honey, call me every now and then.
Take care of you for me in Kansas City.
'Cause I'll miss you till you're in my arms again. Now I ain't never been to Kansas City, but I've heard stories about the girls that don't. So if you just gotta go to Kansas City, take your time of getting there, but hurry home. Call me every now and then.
Take care of you for me in Kansas City.
'Cause I'll miss you till you're in my arms again. Yes, I'll miss you till you're in my arms again.
The Kansas City song and a very strange sound created by Jerry Wiggins. Well, Buck's final number one song came in 1972. Now, actually, this is Buck's final number one song by himself, because later he was to come back and have another number one song. But this was the song that was inspired by the Made in Japan notation on many inexpensive toys and trinkets that you would see in the stores. The violin section was actually Don Rich playing three overdub violin parts. In 1972, this was Buck's final number one record.
I dreamt that the radio would come from far away, and when it's night over here, over there, it's breaking day. All the good times I had of walking in the sand with the beautiful girl that I met made in Japan. The beauty of her face was beyond my wildest dreams, like cherry blossoms blooming in the mountain in the early spring. As we walked by the river and she softly took hold of my hand, that's when I fell deep in love with the girl made in Japan. And the singing of the birds woke us up at the break of day. Her smiling eyes always seemed to try to understand all the love in my heart for the girl made in Japan. I dreamt that the radio come from far away, when it's night over here, over there, it's breaking day. She cried when she said she'd been promised to another man. That's when I left my heart with the girl made in Japan. Yes, my heart will always be with the girl made in Japan.
Year was 1972. That was to be Buck's final number one record until he and a young man named Dwight Yoakam teamed up in the late 1980s and re-recorded a song that Buck had done earlier on an album. And here's Buck to tell you that story.
One day my secretary came in and said, "That boy's out here again." And I said, "What boy?" And she said, "Homer Joy." She said, he's going to wait, and, you know, he's been here 10 times. And so I finally said, well, send that boy in here. Let me talk to him. And the songs that he wrote, was one of them was called Streets of Bakersfield, which he had written while he was trying to see me there in those 10 days. And I liked that song, and I recorded it and put it in an album. And when Dwight Yoakam came along, I gave him the song, and he invited me to come down to Hollywood and do the song with him. And, of course, I guess the rest is history, Streets of Bakersfield.
Became a number one song for them in 1989. Well, that's our salute to Buck Owens today. We can report that Buck underwent throat surgery just a few months ago to save his voice. The surgery was a success, and he is now doing some appearances again, and perhaps one of these days we again will be favored with an appearance by Buck Owens and his Buckaroos. Been listening to some of the classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music. These are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.